What is the date?
Morning of the 5th.
As of January 5th, I'm not up to this. Turn it off. If anything should occur that would mean my replacement of leadership on the 5th day of January 1974, unless there's further record than this present tape so dated, I ask and request for your survival, that you give Marcelin complete and total allegiance. She has been given strategic plans and directions as to how to cope with this untimely but evidently necessary experience if it takes place. Flies though, won't they? I fail to say, of course, the obvious fact that this is Jim Jones, president of the People's Temple, and all of its affiliates, pastor, bishop, apostle, founder. So the following words that I gave, the previous words that I gave, and I shall repeat them in case anything should incapacitate me that I'm not able to communicate or for any reason remove me, which would be obviously necessary for your perfection. If it were to take place, I'm requesting that you give Marcelin M. Jones your total and undivided allegiance if you wish to survive and you wish the principles to survive, because she has been given strategic plans for just such an emergency. The following has been given on January 5th, 1974, and is binding upon all members of People's Temple until followed by other words from me at another date and time. Thank you.
I'm sorry to correct you, Jim. It's 1975.
It's sweet.
Sorry.
Horses rearing up and down the mill stream. Holy shit. And start the whole damn business again. I'll get it right this time, surely. This is January 5th, 1975, approximately 1 o'clock in the morning. In the presence of witnesses Terry Buford, Judy Imes, Linda Amos, and Carol Stahl, and Sandy Ingram. In case anything should occur that would remove me from my position as president of People's Temple and all of its affiliates, I'm to be immediately succeeded by Marcelin M. Jones. And I require you, if you care at all for the principles of this work and for the survival of the ideals to which we have dedicated ourselves, that you give your total, complete, undivided allegiance to her, because she has been given strategies to guide you through such a time as this, which, if it comes to you, will be needed for your perfection. This is binding upon all members of People's Temple. January 5th, 1975, anyone who would attempt to take any other course than that which I have described, which is total and complete allegiance to Marshall M. Jones, my successor, will be faithless and treasonous to this cause. Thank you. Oh, these splices are not going to work. I, Jim Jones, on this early morning of the fifth day of January, 1975, in the presence of witnesses Sandy Ingram, Linda Amos, Terry Buford, Carol Stahl, Judy Imes, Maria Asaras. I don't know what I'm going to say. I don't never bother about Maria's name, her last name. What is it? What is it? Casares? Mm-hmm. Let me start again. What did I say? What's the name? My mission of your name doesn't in no way reflect. On the fifth day of January, 1974, Jim Jones speaking in the presence. This being the fifth day of January, 1975, I being Jim W. Jones, in sound mind, in the presence of the following witnesses, Sandy Ingram, Linda Amos, Terry Buford, Carol Stahl, Judy Imes, and Maria Katsaris, wish the following disposition in the case of any situation that would cause me to be removed from my office as president, pastor, bishop, apostle, and founder of People's Temple and all affiliates at home and abroad. My request is, my demand is, upon all true followers and all devoted members, is that in the case of my release from this office, that you give your absolute, complete, and total allegiance to Marcellin Jones as my successor in every respect. She has been given certain strategies for such an experience as this, if it were needed for your perfection. Please give her your undivided attention and devotion. Follow her even more faithfully, if possible, than you have followed me. This is my last will and testament in reference to People's Temple, and it will not be changed unless there are witnesses and a date given after the time that I have mentioned, January 5th, 1975.